Arlene Foster says you're very worried about losing the seat. Are you worried?
I don't know that Arlene can even say that when she didn't run against me. So, no, I mean, like I say, we don't take our electorate for granted. But I know that it's been great so far, and I'm very hopeful and very positive.
Tom Elliott says the deal between him and the DUP is just about representation, something that he continually claims that you don't do. Do you accept that?
Not at all. Tom Elliott knows that I'm on the ground in the constituency right throughout the year. I am doing the work on the ground. I'm doing the work. I'm making sure that people are represented. A lot of the MPs who take their seats in Westminster don't bother turning up. They know a lot of it's totally irrelevant. And Tom Elliott, it's interesting. I mean, with the four packs that the DUP and UUP have made, all four of the candidates, I think, are orange men. I want, and the people of Fermanagh South Throne want, an MP who will work for everybody. Not somebody with sectarian bent, with an orange agenda. We want somebody who will represent every person, man, woman and child in this constituency.
And you criticise the formation of this pact between the UUP and the DUP, but didn't Sinn Féin want a similar pact with the SDLP?
Well, we had talked about a progressive alliance, that some of the policies that the unionists are bringing out, such as the conscience clause, are a lot of people are horrified by some of the things that have come out of unionism in recent weeks and months, and we wanted to ensure that a positive, progressive, pluralist voice was being heard, and that's what that was about. We'd prefer not to. I mean, I'd much rather, like we had in 2005, an election where everybody's running on their own merit and where the electorate get a choice and get to say who represents them. That was the only Westminster election that I've been involved in where that's been the case, and that would have been preferable, but obviously the unionists saw fit, along with the Orange Order, to put up a candidate to try and take the seat off me, and we'll, like I say, go to the electorate and see, give them the choice.
And finally, if you don't win the election, what will you do?
Oh no, Rodney, I'm not even thinking about that. At the minute, all I'm thinking about is getting out, talking to people on the doorsteps, hopefully maintaining this seat and retaining it for the people, all of the people of Fermanagh South Throne. That's all I'm focused on right now.